Chapter 2. Yoga and its practice. Instruction 1. Austerity, study, and the dedication of the fruits of one's work to God. These are the preliminary steps towards yoga. Instruction 2. Thus, we make cultivate the power of concentration and remove the obstacles to enlightenment which cause all our sufferings. Instruction 3. These obstacles, the causes of man's sufferings, are ignorance, egoism, attachment, aversion, and the desire to cling to life. Instruction 4. Ignorance creates all the other obstacles. They may exist either in a potential or vestigial form. They may have been temporarily overcome or fully developed. Instruction 5. To regard the non-eternal as eternal, the impure as pure, the painful as pleasant, and the non-Atman as Atman. This is ignorance. Instruction 6. To identify the consciousness, which is that which merely reflects the consciousness. This is egoism. Instruction 7. Attachment is that which dwells upon pleasure. Instruction 8. Aversion is that which dwells upon pain. Instruction 9. The desire to cling to life is inherent, both in the ignorant and in the learned. This is because the mind retains impressions of the death experience from many previous incarnations. Instruction 10. When these obstacles have been reduced to a vestigial form, they can be destroyed by resolving the mind back to its primal cause. Instruction 11. In their fully developed form, they can be overcome through meditation. Instruction 12. A man's latent tendencies have been created by his past thoughts and actions. These tendencies will bear fruits both in this life and in lives to come. Instruction 13. So long as the cause exists, it will bear fruits, such as rebirth, a long or short life, and the experiences of pleasure and pain. Instruction 14. Experiences of pleasure and of pain are the fruits of merit and demerit, respectively. Instruction 15. But the man of spiritual discrimination regards all these experiences as painful. For even the enjoyment of present pleasure is painful, since we already fear its loss. Past pleasure is painful, because renewed cravings arise from the impressions it has left upon the mind. And how can any happiness be lasting if it depends only upon our moods? For these moods are constantly changing, as for one or another, or of ever warring gunas, seizes control of the mind. Instruction 16. The pain, which is yet to come, may be avoided. Instruction 17. This pain is caused by false identification of the experiencer with the objects of experience. It may be avoided. Instruction 18. The object of experience is composed of three gunas. The principle of illumination, activity, and inertia. From these, the whole universe has evolved together, with the instruments of knowledge, such as the mind, senses, and the objects perceived, such as the physical elements. The universe exists in order that the experiencer may experience it, and thus become liberated. Instruction 19. The gunas pass through four states: gross, subtle, primal, and unevolved. Instruction 20. The Atman, the experiencer, is pure consciousness. It appears to take on the changing colors of the mind. In reality, it is unchangeable. Instruction 21. The object of experience exists only to serve the purpose of the Atman. Instruction 22. Though the object of experience becomes unreal to him who has reached the state of liberation, it remains real to all the other beings. Instruction 23. The Atman, the experiencer, is identified with Prakriti, the object of experience, in order that the true nature of both the Atman may be known. Instruction 24. This identification is caused by ignorance. Instruction 25. When ignorance has been destroyed, this identification ceases. Then bondage is at an end, and the experiencer is independent and free. Instruction 26. Ignorance is destroyed by awakening the knowledge of the Atman, until no trace of illusion remains. Instruction 27. The experiencer gains this knowledge in seven stages, advancing towards the highest. Instruction 28. As soon as all impurities have been removed by the practice of spiritual disciplines, the limbs of yoga, a man's spiritual vision opens up to the light-giving knowledge of the Atman. Instruction 29. The eight limbs of yoga are the various forms of abstinence from the evil doing, the various observations, postures, control of the prana, withdrawal of the mind from the sense objects, concentration, meditation, and the absorption of Atman. Instruction 30. Yama is the abstention from harming others, from falsehood, from theft, from incontinence, and from greed. Instruction 31. These forms of abstention are the basic rules of conduct. They must be practiced without any reservation as to time, place, or purpose. Instruction 32. The observances are purity, contentment, mortification, study, and devotion to God. Instruction 33. To be free from thoughts that distract one from yoga, thoughts of an opposite kind must be cultivated. Instruction 34. The obstacles to yoga, such as the acts of violence and untruth, may be directed or created indirectly, caused or approved. They may be motivated by greed, anger, self-interest. They may be small or moderate or great, but they never cease to result in pain and ignorance. One should overcome distracting thoughts by remembering this. Instruction 35. When a man becomes steadfast in his abstentions from harming others, then all living creatures will cease to feel enmity in his presence. Instruction 36. When a man becomes steadfast in his abstentions from falsehood, he gets the power of obtaining for himself and others the fruits of good deeds, without having to perform the deeds themselves. Instruction 37. When a man becomes steadfast in his abstentions from theft, all wealth comes to him. Instruction 38. When a man becomes steadfast in his abstentions from incontinence, he acquires spiritual energy. Instruction 39. When a man becomes steadfast in his abstentions from greed, he gains the knowledge of his past, present, and future existences. Instruction 40. As the result of purity, there arises indifferences towards the body and disgust for physical intercourse with others. Instruction 41. Moreover, one achieves purification of the heart, cheerfulness of the mind, and the power of concentration, control of the passions, and the fitness for vision of the Atman. Instruction 42. As the result of contentment, one gains supreme happiness. Instruction 43. As the result of modification, impurities are removed. Then special powers come to the body and the sense organs. Instruction 44. As the result of study, one obtains the vision of that aspect of God which one has chosen to worship. Instruction 45. As the result of devotion to God, one achieves samadhi. Instruction 46. Posture is to be seated in a position which is firm but relaxed. Instruction 47. Posture becomes firm and relaxed through control of the natural tendencies of the body and through meditation on the infinite. Instruction 48. Thereafter, one is no longer troubled by the dualities of self-experience. Instruction 49. After mastering posture, one must practice the control of the prana by stopping all the motions of inhalation and exhalation. Instruction 50. The breath may be stopped externally or internally, or checked in mid-motions, and regulated according to the place, time, and fixed number of movements, so that the stoppage is either protracted or brief. Instruction 51. The fourth kind of pranayama is the stoppage of the breath, which is caused by concentration upon external or internal objects. Instruction 52. As the result of this, the covering of the inner light is removed. Instruction 53. The mind gains the power of concentration. Instruction 54. When the mind is withdrawn from the sense objects, the sense organs also withdraw themselves from the respective objects, and thus are said to imitate the mind. Instruction 55. Thence arises complete mastery over the senses. End of chapter 2.